This is Tech Talks on KGNU with students from the Innovation Center at St. Vrain Valley Schools.
Estás escuchando Tech Talks con KGNU de parte de estudiantes del Innovation Center en las escuelas St. Vrain Valley.
Hello everyone, my name is Isaiah Tinajero and I'm from the radio team at the Innovation Center. Today we have Julian Waring. Hi, Julian.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good.
So, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, so my name is Julian Waring. I'm originally from San Francisco. I started a swimwear company with my sister named Karma Bikinis. We started it when I was 15 and she was 14. And our business is all about creating sustainable swimwear that also gives back to ocean conservation, but also promotes all body types and a very fashionable way and, you know, just having fun.
What inspired you to start this company with your sister?
So we've always really loved fashion all of our lives. And it was funny, like, we were on the beach one spring break in Miami, and we couldn't drive yet. We were still 15, and we were walking to the beach. And I remember thinking, wow, I wish I had more swimwear, or wish I had swimwear that was more personalized. Because what I realized in the markets was that swimwear was really expensive, like really expensive. And the fabrics, when you looked at it, the quality was okay. It wasn't like the best. And all of a sudden, me and my sister were just like, hey, why don't we just start and create our own? Just went to the fabric store, asked around, did a little bit of market research, which we didn't know back then. We just looked on the internet, basically. You know, we figured out a way of how to create swimwear, you know, in our living room.
I'm sure that with success came the struggles. Could you maybe talk about the struggles that you faced throughout your journey with your company?
Yeah, of course. So being 15 years old, I didn't know a lot of terms in business. I didn't know how to network and talk to people. We basically just came up with an idea and just started creating bikinis. And then we started marketing to our friends and families first, right? Because I think the biggest thing you can do when you're an entrepreneur, especially a young entrepreneur, is to look at your friends and families for advice. And then we started looking at mentors, right? Because mentorship is really amazing. Like, if you can have a good mentor to guide you to the right direction, that's probably one of the best things you can do, especially as a young entrepreneur. But one of the biggest things that struggles we had was that it was hard for people to think about our company as like a real thing, because we were just 15. They were like, oh, I bet it's just like some kind of arts and crafts project. Like, you guys are just so young. So we get that a lot still, even being 21 years old right now. Everyone comes up to me and they're like, oh, but you're still so young. People don't take you always so seriously, especially in the end when you're kind of looking for funding. But other than that, like, honestly, my advice to like all entrepreneurs, like especially no matter what age, is just take a lot of pride and keep going. Like, motivation's the best. If you can find some little way of motivation to get yourself going, even though people like knock you down. Also, mentorship is like probably the best thing, because those are the people who are experts in what they do and they can teach you a lot.
What was the main process of starting it from beginning to now?
How I can touch about that is that when you start a business, right, you come up with different ideas and you start the idea process looking what's actually going to be viable. Getting a lot of feedback is really, really important, because what you may think is like the most amazing product can be actually the worst product, but people wouldn't buy it. And then from there, starting market research, right? A lot of people think it's really boring, like it doesn't work, but it actually is super beneficial, because then you can see, are there other companies who do the same thing? How you can be different. If anyone wants to do e-commerce, which is online business, figuring out a website platform, right? What can you use to sell your products on? Find a platform like that. After that, then basically just finding your product and then selling it and making sure that you're becoming successful. And then from there on, you can get to specifics, right? Organization, how can you grow? But the biggest advantage you can have in an industry is doing as much market research as possible.
Stay tuned for
part two of technology and entrepreneurship.
You've been listening to Tech Talks on KGNU with students from the Innovation Center.
Una vez más, estuviste escuchando Tech Talks on KGNU con estudiantes del Innovation Center.